Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Mike Ryan of Process Labs knows rotary kilns and recosticizing. Located in Chillicothe, Ohio, USA, Process Labs has decades of experience and their services are in demand around the world. You can find them online at www.processlaboratories.com or call them at 1-740-775-5520. That's 1-740-775-5520.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 16th of June, 2014. The title is The Future of Transportation. For once, I'm going to follow the editorial direction set by Steve Rausch, our Vice President of Content Channels. Steve faithfully selects a focused topic for each month, and I, just as faithfully, usually ignore it. For June, it is transportation. Before we talk about the future of transportation, we need to talk a bit about the past. In the United States, and now in many other places, the development of limited access highways, modeled after the German example built in the 1930s, dramatically changed industry. The U.S. interstate system got underway in 1957 and was largely completed 25 years later, around 1982. During and following this time period, there was a dramatic consolidation of industry into larger, more efficient production facilities. Small plants located to serve local regions gave way to larger manufacturing sites with economies of scale. Cheaper transportation made it possible to haul products from these larger plants to more distant markets. Today, other matters are tugging at the transportation infrastructure around the world. The expansion of the Panama Canal has slowed due to financial overruns. It will no doubt be completed, but the timetable has slipped, and hence plans to take advantage of this more economical way to reach the U.S. East Coast and Europe will have to wait. Those who have made plans for an earlier start will see their investments sit while the project is finished. On land, many changes are afoot. Railroad efficiency has improved considerably in the last couple of decades, and while railroads remain the most economical form of land transportation, the logistics side, that is, when can I ship and when will it arrive, still challenge this mode. Many sources cite the number one and number two cost of trucking as fuel, that's 30% before adding the taxes, and the driver, which is 26% of the total cost. Equipment costs, not including maintenance, repair, and tires, come in third at 17%. All-in equipment cost, including the previously excluded items, bring the total to 30% and pushes the driver cost to number three. However, just around the corner will come driverless trucks. These will likely come in two phases. The first phase will be the drone truck, which will mindlessly follow the truck ahead of it, which has a driver. The largest barrier to this scenario is safety. The drone truck is going to require a fail-safe system that will prevent it from mindlessly following a drowsy driver over a cliff or guardrail or the next lane of traffic.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state, and we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors and mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move.
Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com. And now let's return to the column.
More imminent than the likely most likely imagined, however, is the completely driverless truck. There has been a lot of press concerning driverless automobiles, but the big payoff is in driverless trucks. Not only will the cost of the driver be greatly diminished, there will be human monitors in central dispatch stations, no doubt, but safety should increase, insurance is 4% of the cost, and portal-to-portal time should decrease, no need to stop for a mandatory rest break. Load conditions should improve too, as accelerometers and other such devices can assure loads are not banged around by a careless driver. What do you think? Give us your best guess on when you think driverless trucks will be an everyday occurrence. You may take our quiz online. For safety this week, there remain plenty of ways to become unsafely entangled with trucks and other motive equipment inside the fence at your mill. Watch out. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.